Welcome back to the Male Models Podcast. My name is Josh Peck. I'm your captain, your host, your therapist, your, what are they called? Your service animal. I'm all the things that you need out of your life. Joe, what do you got?
My name is Joe. I'm your stewardess for the evening. Please keep your hands and seats tucked inside your vehicles. And if you have a dog, please hold them.
Keeping your hands and feet to yourself is just no fun.
It's not. Like, especially on a roller coaster.
No.
I'm trying to touch the person in front of me.
Yeah, as well you should.
We've never talked about roller coasters. Are you scared of them?
I'm fine with them, but I'm at the point now in my adult life where it's an unnecessary activity.
For sure. Once I hit 27, they started hurting my brain.
I just don't want the nausea associated with what happens after.
Are you going to take your kid to roller coasters?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do like all the requisite kid things with him.
Throw a football?
He'll have a full life, yeah.
Drama class?
Avi.
Pottery barn?
Pottery class or pottery barn? And... Both. But yeah, my wife is a potter.
She does drugs?
She's a bit of a Pagey Potter.
Shout out, Paige.
My wife is such an art school nerd. I mean, granted, she went to fashion school, but she's just like not, and it's her great gift because she's incredibly like, she's, you know, it's like me in like the performing arts is her in the artistic arts.
Wow.
Like good at everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's like, and so one day she was like, I want to take a pottery. And within like two sessions, she was great at it.
Oh, good for her.
But it's called Throwing. She also watches The Great Pottery Showdown on HBO Max.
Oh, she would.
And I'm like, what is our life? Like, why aren't we reading the Kama Sutra and pushing our limits? Instead, you're falling asleep to HBO Max show on your phone about British people doing pottery.
DJ Khaled got a star on the Walk of Fame yesterday.
Did he?
Are you getting one?
First of all, no, I'm not.
You don't want one?
No.
Why?
Because A, you can buy them, I'm pretty sure. No shade to DJ Khaled.
No, you have to maintain them to pay them. But I don't think you can't just buy your way on it.
Right, but like I think, you know, in front of the man's Chinese theater, they do the handprints and the footprints.
That's what you want?
I think that's reserved for like the ultra famous.
Yeah, One Direction.
Okay.
That's all I got.
No, I don't, you know, like Jim Carrey, Jack Nicholson, like super like legend icon status. I think to have a star is not as...
No, it's not as big of a deal, but you should still get one.
Yeah, no, I deserve it, but will I pay for it? I don't think so. I won't even get an F45 membership. And that would serve me way better than having just some star that people could walk all over. And what am I going to be in front of? I'll probably be like way off like on Hollywood and Vine in front of the Dunkin' Donuts. And shout out Dunkin', you know I love Dunkin'.
Yeah, that would be the most ideal spot for you. People will come out, get a donut, leave a munchkin by your star.
That would be fun.
You could swing by at noon every day. Oh, there's Josh getting his free donuts from his fans.
And I like clean the star, but it's only so that the munchkins don't get too dirty so I can eat the munchkins.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like none of that appeals to me. Like even if they were like your face could be on Mount Rushmore. Actually, that I think I'd be okay with.
Oh, you'd be... I would go out to North Dakota just to see you.
What kind of... First of all, are there too many Dakotas? I digress. What kind of a monument would you want? Are you a statue guy? Would you want something in Freehold, New Jersey? Would you want something in the middle of Times Square? Would you want like a Tupac hologram of yourself like at the NYU Film School?
That's a pretty good one.
Were you like, welcome in the first years? Hey guys, it's YouTube's Joe Volpis.
NYU Tisch turned me down, so I went to Montclair State. Yet here I am, giving a speech.
But wouldn't you know it, suddenly, somebody wants my hologram. Glad to know you guys are paying $60,000 a year for me to talk to you.
Anyways, I make money by eating food in my car. What are you guys going
to
do?
Lesson one, go to dinners with famous people you look up to and figure out a way to get in their life. Which is what you did with me, Joe, and I can't get enough of you. I've been missing for you. That's what my son says in the morning when I go to his room. He'll say, I was missing for you. Now, he's not the smartest kid, but it is cute.
Is he top 10 in the class?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. But, you know, there's a lot of these kids in his class that are not impressive.
But, you know, it's a small class. There's 8 kids.
Yeah, definitely top 10. I would like you to tell me what you think of the fact that Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck are engaged.
When I saw J-Lo at the Super Bowl and it was her and A-Rod and I said hey to A-Rod, now I can go rekindle that and do it with Ben Affleck.
I just feel like it totally tracks the fact that they're back together. In fact, in page 6, Jennifer Lopez says, I was taking a bubble bath when beautiful Ben Affleck proposed. She was bubbling over with joy, literally. Jennifer Lopez revealed that she was taking a bubble bath when Ben Affleck proposed. Saturday night, while at my favorite place on earth, in the bubble bath, my beautiful love got on one knee and proposed. First of all, J-Lo's taking a bubble bath on a Saturday night?
Yeah, what else would she be doing?
I guess, I mean, I don't know why I think like in her early 50s, she would still be out at the club. But I think that's nice. And she's like, she's having a little her time.
She's family. You and her should get together. Get the kids together.
Does she have kids?
Yeah, 3.
What age?
They're young. 10, 8, 5.
That's fine. Listen, I'm looking for more famous friends, and you seem to have no hopes of procreating because you're selfish. So my son needs friends. Are you ever going to have kids?
Yeah, I want to.
You said that in the way that a 45-year-old guy talks about whether or not he's going to join the country club.
Like,
yeah. One of these days.
Yeah, it'll happen. There's going to be 2 little Joes walking out of here. They're going to be knocking on the door. You'll be like, what? When did that happen?
You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it until you're forced to do it. You're going to totally pull a Clooney. That, I know you.
That is not true. And thank you for referring me to Clooney. A lot of people think that I'm just like him.
Yes, you're going to pull a Clooney, and I can already see it coming, and I don't feel great about it. Why don't you have kids when you're young? You know what? People should have kids when they're young, straight up.
I'd have kids in the next 2 years.
You think you could handle it?
I think I'd be an amazing father. You don't think so?
I think you would be an amazing father. I'm asking if you think you can handle it.
When I brought in groceries today from Trader Joe's, did I leave the bag that needed to be refrigerated at the bottom of the stairs? Yes. But I remembered 3 hours later and they were still cold.
You're like, I got Trader Joe's and I realize I could use some extra hands. I should have a baby.
I need some assistance.
Dude, it's amazing because once your kids hit a certain age, they become your servant and you're just being a good parent because you're disciplining them.
Well,
like, go clean that up. It's like you're holding them accountable, but also free maid service.
Wait, how many kids do you want?
I think, so here's the reality. If I get a sitcom, if I get some easy job in the next couple years where I'm able to go have a proper 9-to-5, make a humble $250K an app, and really just like not worry, then I would have 2 or 3 more kids because then I would just.
Oh,
like,
you'd have 4 kids in total?
No, I'd probably have 3 because I would just hire.
Poor Paige.
Dude, it's so funny because I remember when my son was born and my wife had a C-section, the doctor said, you know, going forward, if you have another child, we'll only do C-section because your children have large heads and I've seen your pelvis. And darling, it's never going to happen natural.
Yeah.
Because I make them too big, baby. Yeah,
the pec heads are massive.
Massive. You know, they say that having a larger head usually means you have a less of a proclivity for hyperactivity. Yeah. That, like, hyperactive kids are fucking pinheads. Little head kids.
Still not following.
That if you have a larger head, you're calmer, you're cooler, you're more.
Oh.
Yes. As he, like, searches his phone, as he scrolls Instagram as we're talking, I'm like you, like, and you're smallish head. So yeah, if I had enough help and I could like just have like, you know, and like it's not about having help with the kids per se. It's like giving my wife a team.
Yeah.
So that she doesn't have to worry. Like really, I don't need much of a team. Here's my dream. You ready? And I think I've talked about this. I'm driving around in a $200,000 Mercedes Maybach SUV. I know I've said this before. I've got a guy and that guy hooks it up. Stamos has a guy like this.
Like a driver?
Shout out Mikey. No, he's just like a guy. Yeah, he can do a little driving, but mostly like if you're at the restaurant and you didn't make a reservation and there's a line.
Oh, Mikey goes in and gets you in.
Mikey goes to the host and he goes, listen, I got somebody here. He's big. Huge.
Yeah.
Then he's going to wait in line like a fucking peasant.
Wait, I could be your guy. I could be your Mikey.
You can be my guy, but you have like your own goals and aspirations, which are totally getting in the way of mine. And I find it unacceptable.
Okay, fine. I'll give up everything.
Okay, solid.
Great.
Do you have something coming out, like a bad article about you, and you're like, I'm going to have to start really ingratiating myself to Josh? Because I'm about to get canceled in a couple weeks. Would you, if you got like properly canceled, let's just say, do you think you would be like ill?
Yeah, I hate any time anyone talks bad of me on the internet.
And then what would be your next call? Would it be to someone in the business, or would you literally be like, I'm just going to buy condos in Scottsdale, Arizona, and walk away from this life?
If I had enough as a fallback, I'd do that.
The Cancel Chronicles. Yeah, like, I don't know, because I know people would be like, yeah, if I got canceled, I would try to go into like something else entertainment adjacent. Mm. But I think if it was really...
like on the back end?
Something.
Yeah.
But I think if it was really like, I couldn't stay in LA. I couldn't be reminded of what could have been.
Right.
Right.
Where would you go? Texas?
Sacramento?
Yeah, you need a city. You're a city guy.
Oh, I'm a total city guy.
Because you love walking. You love going to your 7-Eleven, making stories of donuts.
I mean, nobody goes, oh, Sacramento, you're a big city guy.
Well, you wouldn't do a new, you wouldn't do New York City, but you do somewhere that it's just walkable.
I mean, I don't know if I would go to Austin necessarily, or I wouldn't be against going to like a city in Texas, because I think at that point I would like give up on some of my liberal ideals and just like embrace just being like a happy, loving my neighbor's Republican. And just be like, you know what? I'm going full Texas. If I get canceled, I'm going full Texas.
I can picture you with your 10-gallon hat right now.
Yeah, I'd buy a truck, cute truck.
Red?
No. It would be like just really, really classy. I'd get like a Ford F-150. Or
you do a Ford F-450.
That's just a bigger engine. It's not a cuter cabin.
It's a... You're in Ford China. Which is the cutest truck?
Yeah, the F-450. No, as you get bigger, it's just bigger engine, so you can like haul more. And what am I hauling?
Well, yeah.
Groceries.
It's a bigger back.
No, you can get the extended cab, or not the extended cab. You can get the extended, what's it called? Like, you know, the truck part.
So you've already planned this?
The extended pickup. You can get that in a F-150. Because I hear my father-in-law complain about things like that, because he bought his new truck off a buddy of his, and it's like dope, souped up truck. But he's like, yeah, it's just like, unfortunately, the bed is kind of short, like the truck bed. And I'm like, totally.
You write that in your notes. Bed is short.
Yeah.
Talk about man stuff.
Every time I see a truck commercial, I'm like, great truck, but how about that bed? Am I right?
I just picture you making small talk in a bar with some like really macho men. You're just trying to hang with them.
Some real bros. You know, now that Dave Portnoy like loves me, like I'm his best friend, he invited me on this, not him, but like Barstool invited me to do this thing where they, I think they cover like the draft, the NFL draft.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And they were like, oh, like we're going to have like people come on for 10-minute segments to talk about their team and who they're drafting. And I literally for 1 week was so gripped with fear because I really want to do it. I like those guys. But I also was like, I got nothing to say.
What are you going to chime in with?
I'm just going to be like, that Ricky Ricardo really ran fast. that Michael T. Johnson, he was just incredible.
Yeah, events are great, man. Events are really great.
Yeah, just like...
especially when you go to them.
Yeah, like Kids' Choice.
Oh, you know where I'm going.
Did you really think I was going to take you to Kids' Choice?
Yeah, you took me 2 years ago. Why would you take me again?
Because I made a human since then.
Oh, you took Mac? You took your son to Kids' Choice instead of me?
100%, and he deserved to go way more than you.
Unreal!
Yeah.
You going to get a plus two?
My son and my manager and my wife went. It was a family affair.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
So did you think that I was going to be upset a little bit?
No, not at all.
Boy, how wrong you are.
How about, were you upset that I got to present with a wrestler?
I'm mad that you went without me.
Okay, but like, look, here, I'm going to pull up the clip. Look, somebody pull up the clip. We'll make it sound fancier, but I'm actually the one pulling it up.
Oh, you mean the marching band? Yeah, they're with me. Let's hear it for them one more time. Come on.
How good was that? I did the total host move. Let's hear it for them.
Hold on a second. You travel around with an entire marching band?
When you did that total host move, is there a thought in your mind where when you say that, nobody claps?
Yeah, I mean...
That's like crowd control right there, and you don't know if you have it because you're just presenting.
You cannot go off... Look, we all know what happens when you go off the teleprompter. You get slapped by Will Smith.
Right.
Like, going off the teleprompter... I've made my peace in these things, and granted, I'm like a funny-ish human, but I'm not a professional stand-up comedian. So the impetus isn't on me to be like mind-blowing... break the walls down hilarious at these things. We're at the Kids' Choice Awards. It's about the kids. And your job is to like go there and look cute and be nice. And if you go there and you try to like put your stamp on it or like check out what I'm about to do, you're just going to fuck yourself.
Right.
So I don't do that at all. Like I read the prompter. I try to be cute. I try to enunciate. And I try to look cool next to a wrestler who I was... first of all, incredibly impressed by, but also slightly secretly happy that I was taller then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, he's like a professional, like strong, you know, athletic dude. And here I am, just like with my natural build.
Do they give you your script before you go on stage so you can test it and warm up?
So basically, when you are a presenter at an award show, you go to the green room and what they have is a monitor set up like a teleprompter. And you've got a microphone there. And there's a woman there who goes, would you like to rehearse? We've got a guy in the booth who's going to run your teleprompter. So what'll happen is you go and read off the screen. And then as they listen in the booth through your microphone, they're going to move the teleprompter. So it's basically like a dry run. The teleprompter guy can see your speed to make sure that he's not going too quick. And then also if you have any changes, they can sort of do it there. So yeah, some people are way too cool and they're like, nah, I'll do it on the day.
Yeah.
But I'm not that way.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's rehearse it. And I'm not reinventing the wheel. It's the Kids' Choice Awards. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to go and make it. The worst thing you can do is try to make it about you.
Who else did you see there? Anyone cool?
Miss Gabrielle Union.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Dwayne Wade's wife, but also completely famous in her own right.
Did she say hi to you? Stunning.
She smiled. Let me tell you, bringing a kid to an award show, best thing you could ever do.
Rub it in my face.
Dude, if I brought a Joe... nobody's talking to me.
Baloney. We saw Machine Gun Kelly. We saw Baby Rexha.
Yeah, but did we have even a 5-minute conversation with Machine Gun Kelly, MGK? I think not.
We could have.
And what would we have talked about? Why are you so tall? I don't know, bro. I'm Machine Gun. Okay, good talk. We wouldn't have said a lot. Yeah, so like Gabrielle Union, everybody loving my kid.
Actually?
I look like the other. I was like, Paige, let me hold him, you know?
You're Nickelodeon royalty. That's the best.
Get the eyes on me. Am I right?
Max doesn't even know how lucky he had it.
I mean, Gabrielle Union is 50. I think she's 50. Will you please look up Gabrielle Union's age?
Guys, can you look it up?
Yeah. It's Joe doing it. Joe's doing it. We don't have guys. Fuck, I want this podcast to be bigger. Please rate and review this podcast. Give it 5 stars. It only helps because we are looking to do a video aspect, guys. We are really trying to level up this pod. How old is Gabrielle Union?
49. Dwayne Wade is 40.
Really?
Rocko, Scooby.
I love their family, and she is beyond. I was like, wow. My wife and I both were like marveling at how beautiful she was in person.
Did you like bring Paige there instead of me?
Yeah, 100%.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Totally.
I love decisions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just know that for the really big stuff, you're in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Globes, Emmys, Oscars.
If you ever get invited to the White House, can I come with you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to the White House. And I also didn't, I think last week when I talked about going to the White House, the one thing I didn't say is you do get some swag when you leave, which are some presidential M&Ms.
And what color are they?
It's mixed.
Red, white, blue?
Probably. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because basically I just want to fit in with the cool kids. And all the cool kids are worried about gut health. They're worried about getting in proper nutrition, proper vitamins, proper supplementation. And the reality is, listen, I'm a podcaster, okay? I'm a good person, but I don't always have time to get it from everything I eat, thus Athletic Greens.
With Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day off right. I drink it every morning, and I feel so much more energized throughout the day.
I know what you're thinking. All those things, no way it tastes good. You know what? You think wrong, friend. It tastes like a bowl of Sunrise. Actually, it doesn't taste bad at all. And you know that you're getting something that's good for you. It costs you less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health. It's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's cheaper than getting all those different supplements for yourself.
Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and is recommended by professional athletes. And it's trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/malemodels. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/malemodels to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Take ownership, would ya?
Have you ever had mono?
Mono, no. Have you?
Oh, it was awful.
Wait, so let's figure out what mono is really quick. Should we look this up?
Guys, can you hook it up?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, guys. Put some gas in your tank. Let's move. mono symptoms. Okay. Mono, it's infectious mononucleosis, is a... It's called the kissing disease.
Yep.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
What a bragger.
Of course you've never had it.
What, are you just trying to prove that you had it, you jerk? The virus that causes mono, Epstein-Barr virus, scary. Anything Epstein is scary, let's be honest. Epstein Island, Epstein Barr, is spread through saliva. You can get it through kissing, but you can also be exposed by sharing a glass or food utensils with someone who has mono. It isn't as contagious as some infections, and it's less contagious than the common cold. Symptoms are fatigue, sore throat, fever, swollen lymph nodes, swollen tonsils, headache, skin rash, soft, swollen spleen. Other than the spleen, I have all these things every morning when I wake up.
Oh, so you probably have mono.
I've probably had lifelong mono. Now, mono, the fatigue is insane, right?
Awful. You can't move.
And did you get it from kissing, you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Avi.
Was there like a strain of mono going around like mid-New Jersey during like the late 2000s?
Yeah. I just hopped on the train.
Hot.
I had to take steroids to calm down my lymph nodes because I couldn't breathe.
Wow.
Or swallow. Sorry, I couldn't swallow.
Aren't steroids the best?
I've only had them once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've had them a lot.
For what?
But I'm an allergic asthmatic boy.
Yeah, you are.
I've had them for asthma or allergies.
So you could breathe?
Yeah, because basically it's an autoimmune response to, or your body is basically responding with inflammation, right?
Right.
So the air sacs, the alveoli, as they like to say.
How smart you are.
I'm smart at Jason. I'm smart at Jason, all right? God. But like, your lungs become so inflamed and then they start to constrict onto your trachea and your windpipe and like all the things that you need to breathe. And thus, like, you can't breathe. That's why there's wheezing. That's why there's coughing, asthmatic issues, or especially if you have like terrible allergies, like an insane sinus infection where you literally can't breathe. So I think at least once a year for 15 years, I was on steroids.
Wow.
Which probably led to my gynecomastia, AKA my breasts.
Yeah.
You don't agree. No, that's where you go, nah.
You don't have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not for much longer. I'm going to get plastic surgery one of these days.
Are you actually?
If I get a sitcom. Make the name of this episode, If I Get a Sitcom. because the problem is, too, is that for me to do that again, it's like, it's going to cost $30,000, which, okay, I can swing it. I have a podcast. I'm doing well. Shout out Anchor. Shout out Athletic Greens. But if I do it, it's not only that, but then like I have a 3-year-old because I have to do the surgery and then I'm going to have to like go to a rehab for a couple of days after and like be in bed. And then I have to go to like physical therapy to like get my motion back in my breast assist and all that. So it's sort of just intimidating.
Right.
It's just the inconvenience of it all. Because like, am I down to get put out? Yes. I was going to say put down.
The doctors hear this. Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Like, am I down to be on a fentanyl drip? Fine. I'll do it. God. Man.
Do you remember the cliffhanger from last week?
No, it was something that had to do with you.
You, of course you don't remember. You got to step it up, man.
I'm on Oppenheimer, baby. I work for Chris Nolan.
Oh, man.
What is it?
It's what happened with me and that girl in that basement, baby.
Yeah, you, that girl, that basement, I remember that. And
we didn't kiss.
Wow.
I know. It was my biggest blue ball moment. I still think about it. It happened, I was in seventh grade.
What was, I feel like for me, there were like many, many years where I either like barely got to kiss a girl or it just like didn't happen.
Yeah, there are so many of those moments.
So many. And then there's like a moment when you're, I don't know, for me, it was like 17. 30,
34 where you finally get to kiss somebody.
And then you're like 28 and super famous. No, but like.
And have a lot of money. And finally, there's one person out there who's willing to kiss me.
It's like you're 17 or 18 and you get like enough courage to be like, I'm going to go in for the kiss at the risk of them being like of embarrassing you. Right. Like,
by saying no.
Yeah, because like I remember there were this is so ingrained in my memory, where there was like, I think I was 17 and there was this girl who like I totally liked and she liked me, and I asked if I could kiss her.
Smooth.
And she was like, well, that makes it awkward.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'll never do that again. And so then it just became like, okay, if like I've got received enough, you know, signs, enough like, oh, like a little hand holding, at least a hand graze.
Oh, or, yeah.
Like at that point, like I'm going to lean in for the kiss. And if she says no, I'll throw myself off a bridge, but I'll deal with the rejection.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 1,000%. Same way.
And then all of a sudden you start doing more kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Practicing kissing.
Yeah.
With your hand.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you took off a bra?
I remember being good at it from the beginning.
Oh, you sly dog.
I just remember seeing it in movies and like stupid montages of like movies that probably wouldn't be socially acceptable to this day, of like guys practicing like undoing the bra on a pillow or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, this seems like a pretty rudimentary clasp. Like, this doesn't seem like a hard system here. And the moment I knew I could do it with one hand, I'm like, oh, all day.
Oh, yeah. Easiest way to do it. Left hand, and then you, like, snap your fingers.
I mean, there's, and it is, I mean, you're a relationship guy. You get it. But I've been married to my wife for the last 5 years. We've been together 10. Like, there's nothing like that excitement.
Of taking off a bra?
Of, like, being with someone for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, and all of like I was thinking about like when you invite a girl over and you're like to watch a movie.
My mom's upstairs. Let's sneak by when she's in the bathroom.
Yeah. And like, I'm going to go get a couple like cans of beer from the back of the fridge. Dad will never notice. And, you know, and like you'd invite a girl over and then you'd sit on the couch. And you'd make sure that, like, you could sit close enough to where, like, maybe your legs touched.
Oh, yeah. And then if you're not close enough, you get up, adjust the temperature, and then come back down and get a little closer.
And then you say, are you cold?
No, I used to make it cold in the house so that we needed a blanket.
Yo, you get the throw blanket, and then you're like, well, this is a single-person blanket. We're obviously going to have to get closer. And the legs. There's nothing more sensual than two legs and jeans touching each other. It's way more sensual than like naked people holding each other. It's this idea of like, we are only separated by a thin piece of dual denim, right? I mean, that's unbelievable.
So hot.
Yeah, I wish I could go back. Not with another girl, with my wife.
Yeah.
Revisit those moments.
Do that tonight. Set some candles up. Put on some denim.
She would tell me to go fuck myself so hard. She would be like, she'd be like, go make our son lunch for tomorrow and fuck yourself on the way. She would not be about it.
Do you remember your first kiss with your wife?
Yeah, it was in the middle of the movie Twilight. Yeah, I remember that we had met at a Halloween party, and then I went to France to go shoot Battle of the Year, my 3D dance movie I shot with Chris Brown.
Did that come out?
Yeah, it happened.
I'm going to watch it.
Treat yourself. I'm great in it. I literally wrote every joke in that movie.
Oh, really? What is it called? Battle Dance? Battle Toads?
Battle Dance. It's called Show Your Stuff.
Show Your Stuff.
No, it's not called that. That's the worst title ever.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Let's Settle This With Dance. I'm actually kidding. No.
Everybody has their phones out. We're all writing it down. What's it called?
It's called Battle of the Year, goddammit.
Battle of the... You're going to see 1,000 spikes in it, and you're going to get a nice residual check of $75.
Oh, that would be so hot. The only good residuals I get are from Ice Age and The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, hell! Oh, how much do you get from Ice Age?
Oh, my God. It's great. It's a blessing.
Are you going to tell us right now?
I recently got a few $1,000s, and the movie, we haven't made one in over 8 years, nine years. Like, I was like, oh my God, this makes no sense. Wow. It was really quite lovely. Did you just text me Battle of the Year?
Yeah, so I can remember it.
It's not good, but it's not good. It's fine.
Yeah, but you're so funny.
And I got, thank you. And I got back and I took Paige to Twilight because I had gone on dates to the previous Twilight, so I knew it was a good date movie. Not with my wife. And I just, because at this point, like, again, I was 24 or 25. And so I was like, listen, I got enough friends. Okay. I know enough. I'm in a Chris Brown dance movie. I'm doing, well, why do I sound like Sebastian Maniscalco right now? So I'm like, I'm going to, because we were holding hands. There was enough, like, I feel like the need to say, like, I didn't just, like, you know, aggressively try to kiss her. But, like, you know, there were enough, like, signs that, like, perhaps she would be open to some smooching. And so I, like, halfway through, Taylor Lautner's got his shirt off. I'm horned up.
And I went. She's looking at Taylor. She's looking at me. She's, someone's getting her around.
Yeah, she's like, I guess I'll settle. And we kissed, and then we kissed again when I said goodnight. And that
tongue?
Was... Yeah. I think she actually said that I put my tongue in her mouth.
Nice.
Which is not cute of me. But hey, what are you going to do?
Guys got to, yeah.
If you don't kiss with tongues, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's weird. So you're kissing your grandma.
Are we? Say more. Grandma Vulpes. So what was your first kiss with your current love of your life?
I met up with her and her friend at Elefante.
Ooh, fancy West Side restaurant?
Yeah. Super Josh Peck vibes.
Excuse me. I haven't even been there. Okay.
Oh, we should bring you.
Yeah, I'm available.
Okay. And we went to a club after, and we ended up kissing on the dance floor.
No.
You know me, club guy.
You were dancing.
Grinding, or however you say.
Ooh. Let me ask you this, and be honest.
Sure.
Were you sweating a little?
On the next episode of Male Models. Profusely.
Yes. This kid got a Groupon for Botox in his armpits, enough said. Tell me you sweat without telling me you sweat.